I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove Conversations, talking about creative projects from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Andrew Zahn is a creative. He publishes a blog for other creatives that he creatively calls Creatives. More on that later. Andrew has spent over a decade as a professional actor, mostly on the stage, but also on a few screens and a few big boats. He was also one of the actors who participated in the Wood Stove House production of Lancaster's 24-hour plays back in November 2011. Andrew shifted gears over the past few years and became a corporate sales trainer for a national multimillion-dollar company. I had an opportunity to chat with him about his creative path, his newfound love for blogging, and how he injects his own creativity into his corporate career. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Andrew Zahn. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thank you, Jason.
It's great to have you here.
Gosh.
We've come full circle since we met.
Yes.
Here at the Candy Factory. Andrew Zahn is an actor who participated in Lancaster's 24-hour plays, a Wood Stove House production, back in November of 2011. And since then, we've developed a friendship on the internet, on Andrew's blog, Creatives, which we're going to get into as well.
You bet.
But I want to start with acting.
Okay.
Because you were a professional actor and acted, I think, for about 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Tell me that story of coming out of school and taking on acting as your livelihood.
Sure. Well, you know, if I go back and read some of the things that I wrote when I was in high school, I mean, I remember I even have this journal entry called "The Stage is My Greatest Guardian." And I mean, gosh, how dramatic.
Yeah.
And I really felt like that was home. Like the stage was home to me. And, you know, through growing up and maturing and all of those things, it was really a place that I felt safe. And so I think I had my first paid gig when I was in high school and you know, making $20 a show in the evenings after school. I mean, wow. I thought I had hit the big time, really, at a dinner theater in central Iowa, you know?
Well, you were getting paid to act.
Oh my gosh, they were paying me $20, you know?
Right.
And so then fast forward and after college, and you know, I'd majored in vocal music and speech communications and I got a gig up here in Lancaster, and I hopped around from the theaters here in town and ended up working at, I did one show at the Fulton and did some shows at, you know, Sight and Sound, and met a lot of creatives in this area here.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you end up traveling. We ended up going to Tennessee. I got married and we traveled out to Portland and we ended up doing cruise ships and this and that. And I guess it came to the point where I didn't feel like the stage was my guardian and I didn't need that anymore. And I thought, heck, you know, maybe I'll try the 9-to-5 and see how that'll work out.
And so you did. You transitioned into what? Tell us.
I am a corporate sales trainer for a kitchen and bathroom remodeling company. Pretty bland sounding, right?
Well, how does it translate for you?
It translates quite well. I was talking with one of the vice presidents today, and we naturally ended up talking about acting, and he was asking me questions about, well, how does that relate to, you know, closing a sale and this and that, and it's a very natural transition. You know, if your audience is your customer, are you respecting them? Are you giving them time? You know, are you putting on the very best production possible? And in our business, you know, my day job, they'll pay you at the end of it if it's a good show. You know, they will pay you.
Right.
And if they won't, you know, you probably didn't do a good show.
Have you been able to keep the creative spark alive?
I mean, it may sound dramatic to say I would die if I didn't, but it would be that just a bland job if I didn't. And I've kind of found a niche for myself there, producing a lot of videos and such. I kind of broke ground in the first person at this giant company that has a Mac.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. In a Windows nation.
What's that shiny thing?
I know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I produce a lot of videos for them. And I even wrote a couple scripts recently, and we're going to be producing some commercials and such. And, you know, I think the crux of making a day job exciting is doing things for free that are creative. You know, getting the okay from your boss, just coming up with an idea. And I think most people would be surprised how receptive most corporate environments are to something like that if you just do it.
But there's a balance that you're striking with a blog, which is the reason that that we've stayed in touch really primarily since our experience together with 24-Hour Plays, and right. that is a blog that's called Creatives. It's at zondrew.com, which I'll link up to on the show notes.
Cool.
I just want to look at the little section on the blog where you say why you write it.
Sure.
See, on this blog, I pave a highway for creative growth by providing food, water, and shelter for those wishing to live, work, and play with creative zest. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Very dramatic.
It is. And my wife condensed it down into one little phrase, and she just did this last week. She said, why don't you call it, like, why don't you just say, for the hungry artist?
Is she in marketing?
I was like, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. I want to see if that domain name's available.
Right.
You know, but for the hungry
was
artist. As of right now, it is.
You need to get on that.
I may snatch it up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. That's the food, water, and shelter. I mean, that was kind of my brainstorm.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to provide a place for it. And for the hungry, not the starving artist, for the hungry artist.
Oh, that's an interesting clarification.
Yeah.
What to you is the hungry artist?
The hungry artist is somebody who's sitting on the sidelines and really just needs a coach, just needs somebody to say, you know what, you ought to give it a shot. You've got something to offer. Why don't you just jump in and see what happens? You know? And so I kind of feel like at least currently that's where the blog is at. I don't want to have just one voice on there, but I really am kind of a sideline coach. And for me, it's accountability. You know, like if I'm writing about it, I better do it. You know, so I found it's opened up. I mean, here I'm doing an interview with you, and you know, we're working with Lydia Brubaker this week, and we're doing a play reading. We just rehearsed last night and doing that Friday, and all of that stuff has opened up just because I've opened myself up to it and not been content with 9 to 5, watching prime time at night, going to bed, and then pushing repeat for 95 years.
Well, what happens with the day job versus the night weekend job? Because I know the hungry artist, your readers, the people who are following you, are the people who probably, I'm going to make a generalization, but probably want to make that leap.
Sure.
But yet you're finding you're living a dual life right now.
Yeah, I don't want to say I'm bifurcated. You know, I don't want to necessarily say, because I think if you live a dual life, you'll probably end up resenting one or the other sides.
Sure.
And so, you know, I read this book called Quitter, and it was a time when I was resenting my day job. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. I need somebody to validate my feelings on quitting my day job. You know, this will be great. So I read this book, and it's by John Acuff, and it's basically how to make your day job fund your dreams.
Okay.
You know, and it gave me just a really healthy perspective, and that's kind of when I started taking the blog seriously and focusing in on that those types of things. And so now they fuel each other. Yeah, I get more creativity during my corporate sales training, and I may take a different spin on things because I've gotten up an hour or two early and have written in the morning.
Mm.
You know, and they end up working together rather than I do this and I do this.
Right, I see what you're saying. So you're finding it, you're meshing them.
Yeah, definitely.
So the hungry artist might be able to find some solace in that day job if maybe they just take a different perspective.
Sure.
Or inject some creativity into a seemingly uncreative situation.
You never know what you'll find once you start to explore, right?
Right. So you've got this blog. Why blog?
Why blog?
Tell me how you got into to blogs.
Well, I think...
Or weblogs for the...
Weblogs, as we were talking about before this.
For the throwbacks in the audience, yeah. The old guys.
I remember back in the weblog days.
Yes. I did play an 800-year-old man. You said talking about that. No, but the blog, it's something that I had done a few years ago. I had taken a trip to Africa and lived there for 3 months. I just wanted that experience, and I had written a blog during that. And then I've always wanted to write, and I don't feel like I was disciplined. I also read a book by a Lancaster County guy named Brian Elaine, and he wrote this book. Basically, it's a very simple ebook on how to blog. And I kind of scorned that at first. Like, do I really need to know how to blog? You know, I just want to be a writer. I just want to be published. I just want to get a novel. But I think blogging is grounds for exploration. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a way that people can kind of see you go along your journey, and it's starting to develop writer's discipline for me.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is actor and blogger Andrew Zahn.
Creatives as I know it.
Creatives.
When did that start?
That was actually just 6 to 8 months ago.
Really?
It's pretty recent. I would say just maybe 2 months before 24-hour plays. My brother-in-law had a throwdown. He just kind of posted some random Facebook update, and he said, you know, this month I'm going to commit to writing something every day for a month. Who's with me? And I thought, okay, well, you can do it. I can do it. And he's got 2 kids, and I don't have any, and right. 3 kids, so... Yeah, so that kind of started the discipline, and I just haven't stopped.
Well, how has it grown? How has the blog grown? How has it changed in six months?
Well, 6 months or so? Well, gosh, I felt like, you know, I was just kind of finding my legs, and I'm a real proponent of never becoming an expert, you know? So I feel like the minute I'm going to become an expert at this stuff, I'm going to stop learning, you know? So I don't even know... You know, where we're at right now. I did some random post on 10 commandments for creatives. And to be honest, I was just sitting down watching TV and typing some stuff out, just some stuff that I thought would be helpful for me. And that thing ended up just kind of trickling around and spreading everywhere. And I ended up getting a number of regular followers from that.
Has the experience of this thing growing and... developing its own voice, has it changed your creative fire? Has it changed your perspective on what drives you creatively?
Yeah, I think I'm still exploring that.
Okay.
I think feeling comfortable calling yourself an artist is something that a lot of people, especially people who have a day job, don't feel comfortable doing. You know, and I feel comfortable calling myself an artist. You know, I'm a bona fide creative person, and I love using the word creatives as a noun. Like, that's who we are. We are creatives. That's who we are. It's what we do. That's our identity. We create. You know, and I know that you're a creative, and you're doing a lot of different projects here in Central Pennsylvania.
Sure.
I think so many people out there who are just kind of browsing the internet and who really are just letting life kind of slip by, they may not even realize they're hungry for something. You know, the first time you try something or whatever, gosh, then you really want that. You know, that's kind of the person I'm trying to reach, the one that's going to jump in. I mean, when I first started this blog, a friend from a theater I worked at ended up picking up her writing again. And people ended up commenting on what she had written and were really touched by it. And gosh, that's what I want to see happen.
Yeah.
I want people to start again.
Do you have a vision where this blog is going at this point, or are you sort of letting it emerge?
Well, I think ideally, if I'm talking from a strictly business sense, you know, I would like it to be my platform. You know, I would like it to be part of my voice and my development. And ideally, I mean, I'm working on an ebook, you know, and I would like to progress from there.
I can't have you in this room, in this place, without talking about Lancaster's 24-hour plays. Because we didn't have any idea what we were doing when we did that.
Neither did we.
I found out that, yeah, nobody really did.
No.
But it was, for us, it was a creative explosion. It was throwing a bunch of people into a room and mixing it up a little bit with a few parameters and seeing what came out the other side. I want to ask you what you were expecting before you came into this place on that Friday evening around 8 o'clock, and then contrast that with what you actually experienced.
Gosh. I'm not sure if I knew what I was expecting. Yeah, I hate to say that we had never really gotten involved in much of the theater community here in the area. And there were, I mean, we knew Candy O'Donnell. We knew a few choice people who, but I was expecting it to be intense. I was nervous about it, which, you know, my wife and I were both involved in it. And when the initial idea was proposed, we had never heard of 24-hour plays, and we were kind of afraid of the idea. And whenever we're afraid of something, we do it. You know, like,
that's great.
So, and my wife's, well, that's not a reason to not do it. Okay, let's give it a go. So I think we were a little bit tenuous, a little afraid. I mean, walking up to that room over here with all those people in a circle, it felt like first day of school. You know, and you're kind of checking everybody out, and, oh, who's this person? Are they a writer? And am I going to be stuck with them? And, you know, try not to judge. But so then what it actually ended up being was like jet propulsion fuel for the next month or so. We just looked back on it with nothing but fondness. And, you know, I think I had written in one of my posts that you kind of feel like if you can get through that, and if you can do that and enjoy it in 24 hours, you know, you could, what projects couldn't you do?
Yeah.
You know? So we just, man, we loved it. Such a good experience.
It seemed to prove for a lot of people, it proved to us, but it really seemed to prove to a lot of people who are more on the execution side that, hey, if I can do this, man, I can do anything.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Within that context.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can win Wimbledon because you did a 24-hour play.
Yeah, no. There were no tennis dramas or anything.
Typically when we do this show with musicians, we ask them to give us some music. If they were stuck on a desert island or if they were hitting the road and going out. What does a creative long for in that situation, and can you give me some examples of some things that you would need to be motivated to continue to create if you were left alone on a deserted island? What would you need?
Man,
sky's the limit.
Well, my first thought was good food. Yeah. I mean, please,
you need to fuel yourself.
You know, food is art.
Coconut milk is not enough.
Not enough for me. No, no. But what books? I would have to be inspired by some other people's writing. You know, you just absorb that. Right now, I'm reading just a ton of blogs, other creative type blogs, other inspirational type of blogs. I just picked up a book by Mark Halperin, and I had read two or three of his other books. I mean, he can write on the gamut from just sweeping prose and description. Like, he can describe Grand Central Station with such majestic beauty that you start crying. And I mean, it's as if you were seeing it while you were reading it. You know, just beautiful. But then he goes into this satirical comedy, silly allegory stuff just about coffee and all that. So that would be probably one of the writers that I would have to take with me. Maybe an iPhone too. You know.
So you could, yeah,
compose a few tweets and stuff.
That's what would...
On a desert island, right?
You need Wi-Fi, is what you're telling
you
me.
You need Wi-Fi.
Because 3G on. Out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you very much, by the way, for coming down here and doing this.
My pleasure.
This is the beginning of what I hope is a long conversation with you about creativity. I'm excited to watch the blog grow. I want everybody to go to the show notes and link through. It's Zondru. Spell it. Spell the link.
It's kind of my name combined together. ZahnDrew.com. ZahnDrew.com.
Visit this blog. If you're a creative person, visit the blog, read it, consume it. It will definitely inspire you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason.
Andrew Zahn is an actor, blogger, and sales trainer. You can follow his blog, Creatives, at ZahnDrew.com or link up from our website, WoodStoveHouse.com, where you can listen to previous episodes, subscribe to the show, leave feedback, or drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help keep the show going. You can now hear Around the Wood Stove while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your iPad or smartphone. Download Stitcher for free from your app store, then during registration hit the promo code box and enter Wood Stove, all one word. You'll be automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites, and you'll get access to thousands of other shows available on demand with no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter the promo code WOODSTOVE when you register your app. Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.